Hello again, Paul Martin here, at UK Cameraman on Twitter. And I realise it's been a long, long time since I last posted anything here on Audioboo, and to be honest with you, I don't really know what to do with it other than tell you about things that I've been doing as a cameraman in the news industry. But I already write a blog, which seems to be getting a little more popular as the months and the years roll on, and it's been, I think I'm into my third year now. I've got it here in front of me, so I'm going to go back to, 2010 I started, with a whole load of stories about a whole load of all different things that I get up to as a television news cameraman, mainly with the BBC, but also with ITN and Sky and various other things. And the amount of stories here are managing to stack up into quite a lot of memories. And before I sort of neglected this Audioboo, I used to run a little series called From Behind the Lens and On the Road. And I'm in two minds as to whether to carry those on or not. It's been so long. And I'm also in two minds as to whether to tell you stories from my blog, because you can read them on the blog. So why would you also want to listen to them? So, yeah, I'm in a bit two minds here, but I've got stories, from January. Is that January last year or January this year? No, it's January this year. I wrote a story, for example, about a bus driver who, whilst doing his normal bus driving route, got his whole bus was crushed by a tree, and he barely got out alive. So there's those sort of stories, which are, you know, not happy stories, but that's the life of a television news cameraman, I guess. I've got stories here about following royalty. Something I wrote about, it was an opening of a bridge in Poole, and everybody turned up in their sort of regalery and finery, and they were all wearing tricorn hats. You know, it was like going back to the 1700s or something, very strange, but that's the way we British do things, I suppose, when it's when all the council figures come out in all of their finery. It was quite a laugh to see that. There's a bit about the Olympics, obviously, this year has been quite a big thing for me. I've done all sorts of things about the Olympics, but had quite an easy Olympics, as it goes. Don't really want to go into that. I was working for the Chinese, so, you know, nothing that that any of the viewers here in the UK would have seen. But as it turned out, I did very, very little for them. So had quite an easy Olympics, really. I've wrote a couple of articles about the technology that is going on in the news industry, with DSLRs and smartphones and the various types of cameras and applications that you can get for them, and all of the rigs that seem to come along with these smaller cameras. You know, you get these small, tiny little cameras that can be quite useful in the news for filming various different angles and ways of filming, rather than the big shoulder mounted cameras that I tend to use. But there seems to be a huge industry grown up around it about putting rigs on them, so you end up with a tiny little camera with a shoulder mounted rig, which completely defies the object of the whole thing. The exercise being, I think, is that these cameras are small enough to allow you to be a bit more hidden as a news cameraman, to get different views of things that you wouldn't ordinarily get. But they keep wanting to turn them into huge big rigs again, with all sorts of things dangling off the side of them. I really don't get that side of things. But the technology is moving on apace in the camera industry, certainly, and some of these small, cheap cameras that you can get now, you know, they shoot in HD and you can get some wonderful results from them. So, you know, I'm keeping an eye on those, and I've wrote a couple of articles about that sort of thing. There's various other articles here. Another one that I wrote that I got quite upset about, actually, because as a news cameraman, you tend to film stories that come around in cycles. It's the same sort of story. And one day I went out and we were doing a news story about three separate house fires in which people had died, and they died for the lack of a smoke alarm. And we make these news items about how these people have died, where it was, interviewing family members, things like that, to try and get the story out that these people could have bloody lived if they had a smoke alarm. So if you are listening to this, if you've got this far, then go and get a bloody smoke alarm if you haven't got one. And if you have got one, go and change the battery or test it. Do something. Because I'm sick of doing these types of stories where people die needlessly. Yeah, another story, a tragic story where a man, having killed his two children, then killed himself by suicide. That was quite an upsetting story to get involved in for obvious reasons. I'm not going to go into any details here. I think it's been done. But that's the sort of stories I've been covering lately. But that's part of being a news cameraman. If you're wanting to be in that line of business, then those are the sort of stories that you have to cover. There are good stories in life, there are bad stories in life, there are mundane stories, and, you know, we cover them all. So, the article before that one was about me kneeling in cow shit, for example. That's just another another aspect of life as a television news cameraman. So, yeah, it's the blog seems to be going well. And as I said before, I'm in two minds, really, as to whether to do an audio version of my blog. If you'd like to hear more of it rather than read it, then get back to me here on Audioboo or through the blog, which is mediaattentionlimited.blogspot.com, and that's mediaattentionltd, all one word, mediaattentionlimited.blogspot.com. Go and have a look on there if you want to read some stories. And I tend to write in a humorous style, if that's your thing, because there are so many blogs out there that deal with the day-to-day goings-on of news and how to do it and what kit to use and reviews of this bit of kit, reviews of that bit of kit. There's so much more out there. So I've decided to run my blog along the lines of a sort of a sideways glance at what we do as television news cameramen. And I've got readers from all over the world. I've got readers in Russia, Indonesia, France, the United States, Canada, Australia, the UK, obviously, but different countries all over Europe, some in Africa as well. I've got a couple of readers in Ghana that seem to like what I do, so I'm quite pleased with that. And I'm getting a steady rise in viewing figures on that. So writing for me seems to be the way I'm getting my point across in life at the moment. And I enjoy the process of writing, you know, the sitting down and thinking about words that you need to put on a page rather than, as I'm doing now with my mobile phone, just rambling into it and trying to get a story across. But the only other way, of course, is to actually read my blog to you. So I don't know whether listeners out there actually want to listen to me reading my blog. I think it's better read, but I'm going to think about that, and maybe in the future I'll get back to the On the Road series or the From Behind the Lens series that I did a couple of years ago that are languishing here on Audioboo. You can go back down and listen to a few of them. That is me reading from the blog, a few of them, especially the earlier ones. It's just me reading from the blog, and I found them to be quite dull because I don't really have a good reading voice. I'm better just ideas and thoughts coming out of my brain as I'm doing at the moment. So if you want to hear more, get in touch here on Audio Boo. Send me another boo back if you want to hear it. A boo back. That's what you should call it, Mark Rock, if you're listening to this. Call them boo backs. That's what I say. Anyway, to get back to it, what should I do? I don't know. I'm in two minds. But I thought I'd better post something here on Audio Boo because I haven't done so in such a long time. I'm assuming I've still got some followers out there. At yeah, there we go. That's another boo for you. I shall try and do some more because I've seriously neglected it. So you never know what stories I'm going to come out with. They might be short ones, they might be long ones, because I've got half an hour per boo to fill on this. Half an hour. What the hell do you talk about for half an hour? That's a lot of writing. So they might be short ones, they might be long ones. I really don't think I can fill half an hour with my the innards of my brain. For example, I've been talking here and what have I got? I've been going 12 minutes or so now, I think. So, yeah, it's quite hard to do. So, yeah, I'll think about that. Please get in touch if you want to. I am at UK Cameraman on Twitter. My name is Paul Martin, and here on Audio Boo, get in touch if you want to. Bye-bye for now.